What is going on? Oh my gosh. I'm your host, Justin Zufelt with Ada Zufelt. And as you know, it is election time. I don't know if you knew that or not, but crap, it's election time. And people are going insane. Truly insane. For example, I hop on Facebook last night and I see a comment by a local individual stating that the sheriff's department wastes way too much money and that quote unquote, someone should start a study on how much time the police department wastes. So you know what? I hopped on, I made my comment, and the fight was on. I mean, it was crazy. But let me just, I'm gonna read it to you. I want you to know exactly what I said. I want you to hear it. So, okay, great idea. Are you volunteering? Should be pretty simple. Just take approved overtime slip and analyze the need based on call volume, incident, sick time, court document, special event, caseload, reports, evidence, entry, meetings, training, vacation, coverage, etc. Of course, that's only patrol. You'll also have to look through the jail and also the courts. I am sure you will find unnecessary hours. I guess the big question would be what constitutes an unnecessary time? Is it when an officer works but nothing is occurring? Did you know the average employee in all industries is only productive 38% of the day? So, any non-productivity below the average worker, does that count? What about those times the officer drove through a neighborhood and stopped a crime from happening by his presence? No call, no report, but unnecessary? I have ranted long enough. I love your call to action, and I wholeheartedly support your willingness to volunteer for the study. Because why not the someone be you? All right, so that was my first initial response. And like I said, holy crikeys, this guy went on and he just ranted and raved about how it should happen. And then he made the worst thing ever. He made a disparaging remark about donuts. Are you kidding me? Who the crap doesn't like donuts? I mean, seriously. Anyone in the sound of my voice, do you not like donuts? Yeah, that's what I thought. You all love donuts. Freaking bear claws and freaking apple fritters and just a good old glazed donut, right? Amen. Delish. All right, so then I responded to that because I love donuts and everyone does. And then he conceded and said, you know what? The study needs to happen and we should just pay him millions to go conduct it. Rather than, of course, why volunteer time for something that he believes in? This is my response to that. It made me really upset, so this is my response. All right, here it is. Ready? Let's just call him Mr. D. Spoken like a true patriot, your conviction for change is moving, sir. And this is what I want to talk about. Because from then on, I was told in every way possible that this man is a true patriot. Because why? Why do you think? Why do you think this man is a true patriot? Now, before I tell you why, I better qualify because, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get people freaking up in arms. Hey, listen, I'm in the military. I'm grateful for all of you that serve. I'm grateful for all those that have served and will serve. Amen. I love you all. But this was his remark. 3 tours in Iraq is my patriotism. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? The rest of the time, all he could talk about is what he had done before. Listen, I'm grateful for his service. Thank you, Mr. D. Thank you for your service. I told him that. Thank you very much for your service. But that's all he could talk about after that. That was his patriotism. That was his payment to our country. By golly, I'm sure glad George Washington, because if George Washington had that point of view, we would not have a country like we do today. Now it went south from there, as you could probably imagine, because I told him, you're standing on, you're dancing on the grave of your frickin' service. Because that's what it is. You're either stand on your experience and what you've done to reach higher and do more, or you dance on your grave, because that's all you're doing. He died after, mentally it sounds like, after he retired, or whatever, after a service, because that's all he's relying on. And who the crap cares? Do I care about? I care what you're gonna do. Hey, yay, I went to Iraq. Yay, I did all this stuff. I don't freaking care. It's time to move on with your life And it's time to keep working. That's what we do. We get to work. We step it up, we get to work, and we keep improving. We keep growing, and we keep freaking being patriots. Are you a sunshine patriot, or are you the real thing? Oh, and I did call him a sunshine patriot. And just so you know, I did apologize to him afterwards for offending him. I never apologized for what I said, but I did apologize for offending his kind soul because he just couldn't handle it. Oh my goodness, that boy couldn't handle it. He was a sensitive soul. So my comment tonight, I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care if you brought people back from, back from the dead. I don't care if you've went to war a million times. Thank you for that service. But what did John F. Kennedy say? I'm not even gonna say it, because you better know. If you don't know, you better get on and find out. What's next? Are you dancing on the grave of all you've done? Because you're dead now. You're done. You're dead. You've accomplished what you're gonna accomplish this life. You're done. Or are you standing on the experience you've been given to take the next step? I hope it's the latter. This is Justin Zufelt, the A to Zufelt. Comment, message, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you soon.